It's time for sports from your local sports leader. Classic Hits 97.9 XFM and KJ Country 102.3.
Welcome to the sports show here on this Wednesday morning. And what a game last night at Tolono Unity as Gavin Addis beat the buzzer with a game-tying putback bucket to get his wooden shoes to overtime. And Totopoulos eventually claimed a 53-46 sectional semifinal victory over Monticello in overtime. The Addis equalizer was a breathtaking cap to a wild sequence as regulation expired in Tolono during which T-Town missed and rebounded three shots before Addis knocked down his last-ditch attempt from the right side of the lane to knot the contest at 42 apiece. Alex Kramer got the shoes out in front during overtime as they won the toss and found him cutting to the rim for a layup, setting up a final 4 minutes during which T-Town never trailed. In fact, the 7-point margin of victory was T-Town's largest edge all night after falling behind by as many as 8 in the first quarter. They never led in the first half, but ultimately went into the locker room tied at 22 and T-Town never carved out more than a 3-point advantage during the second half. Addis, who also drilled a big 3-pointer early in the fourth quarter, finished the night with a team-high 10 points. He shared that total with Mick Niebrugge, as Niebrugge also hauled down a dozen rebounds. He and Drew Haney, who checked in at 9 points, snagged several crucial offensive boards during the extra frame. Monticello, at 18-4, had its chances but was dreadful from the free-throw line down the stretch, missing 7 of 10 attempts during the fourth quarter and overtime. Now the Shoes will wait and see who they'll face at 7 o'clock Friday with a trip to Monday's Carbondale Super Sectional on the line. It'll be a chance for redemption either way. Lawrenceville handed them a 52-39 loss in the second game of the day on the opening day of the season-opening Lawrence County Capital Classic, while a January 18th home date with Warrensburg-Latham went the visiting team's way by a score of 47-40. Totopoulos saw Alex Kramer finish with 6 points. Henry Thompson added 5. Again, Mick Niebrugge had 10, as did Gavin Addis. Drew Haney finished with 9. Brody Taylor had 5. Isaac McWhorter hit a 3. Landon Taylor had 5 points, as Totopoulos was 18 of 50 from the field and 11 of 26 from the free throw line. Monticello was 18 of 35 from the field, 6 of 13 at the free throw line. Totopoulos did go 6 of 21 from 3-point range to compare to Monticello's 5 of 17. Monticello had 23 rebounds to Totopoulos's 25, as T-Town at 23-10 will play Friday night in that sectional championship again against either Lawrenceville or Warrensburg-Latham, as that sectional semifinal will be played tonight at Tolono Unity in 2A boys basketball. In 1A boys basketball at the Bridgeport Red Hill sectional semifinal, it was a tough night for Dietrich as they fell to Tuscola by a score of 74-65. Tuscola jumped out to a 7-0 lead before Coach Bonoff called a timeout. Dietrich got on the board, but Tuscola made it 10-2 before things evened out to finish the final quarter. Tuscola outscored Dietrich 17-10. They put up 17 more points in the second quarter as Dietrich did get the offense going a little bit, but still trailed by 10 at the half, 34-24, after Dietrich put up 14 points. Each team pumped in 20 points in the third period, as it was 54-44 going in the final quarter, as Dietrich kept the game close. It was an 11-point lead several different times in the first half and in the second half. Dietrich cut it down to 4 in the fourth quarter, but just as quickly as they did, Tuscola put 6 straight points up on the board to take a 10-point lead, and that really was as close as Dietrich would get until the end, as Tuscola pushed their edge to 13 at one point in the fourth quarter and salted the ball game away, as they just shot better throughout the night, and especially from the free throw line in the fourth quarter. They went 11 of 13 at the stripe. They were 20 of 25 overall at the free throw line for 80%, 24 of 46 for 52% from the field in general, and 7 of 13 for 53% from the three-point arc. Dietrich was 17 of 41 from the field at 41%, 5 of 8 at the line, and 5 of 13 from beyond the arc at 38%. Tuscola out-rebounded Dietrich 25-22. Each team had 13 turnovers. Dietrich sees their season come to a close with a record of 26-8. It was their second winningest team in school history, and Brent Bonoff's club won the 6th regional championship in school history this season as well. A fine campaign came to a close, and a season came to a close, and a career for Lucas Westendorf. He leaves as Dietrich's all-time leading scorer with well over 1,800 points. He had 23 to lead Dietrich in the loss. Bryce Bonoff came off the bench with 13. Brock Niemerg also had 13. Ezra Cook finished with 6. Tanner Will had 5. Landon Keck had 5. It was a disappointing night for Jackson Funneman in a lot of ways. The senior was injured late in the first half, was on the bench with ice on his ankle the entire second half as he was unavailable to play for Dietrich. Again, their season came to a close, but a good campaign for the Moving Maroons with a record of 26-8. Tuscola advances to Friday night's championship game with a record of 29-6. They will face either St. Anthony or Blueford Weber Township. We'll have that sectional semifinal for you tonight on 97.9 XFM, as it will have a pregame show at 6:45, tip-off at 7 tonight for St. Anthony and Blueford Weber Township. At the 3A Marion sectional, Troy Triad picked up a win over Mount Vernon in that semifinal matchup by a score of 43-27. Junior high volleyball 7th grade regional action in a championship matchup at Sigel St. Michael. It was Mattoon St. John's over Martinsville 25-10, 21-25, 25-20. At the 3A Tautopolis regional semifinal play saw Shelbyville Moulton defeat Robinson Nuttall 25-6, 25-15, and Lawrenceville Parkview defeat Jasper County in 3, 20-25, 25-21, 25-18. Shelbyville Moulton will play Lawrenceville Parkview Thursday night at 6 o'clock. In the 7-4A Taylorville Regional, Taylorville defeated Rochester for the championship in 2, 25-18, 25-21. Taking a look at other junior high regional action that will continue tonight with championship games. At the 7-1A Mulberry Grove Regional, it will be Grayville versus Mulberry Grove at 6. Central A&M Regional has Central A&M taking on South Central at 6. And Oblong will battle North Clay at 6 tonight at the 7-2A KZ Westfield Regional. Again, all of those championship games this evening. Other boys basketball matchups in the area. Again, we mentioned Lawrenceville and Warrensburg-Latham battling at the 2A Tolono Unity Sectional. At the Marion 3A Sectional, it's Centralia taking on East St. Louis Senior at 7 tonight as well. And then, of course, St. Anthony versus Weber Township. And that game will be on 97.9 XFM. Tip at 7, pregame show at 6:45. In NBA action last night, it was Indiana over Houston 115-102. Cleveland defeated Chicago 139-117. On the schedule tonight in hockey, it'll be Ottawa at Chicago. Puck drops at 6:30. St. Louis is out west to take on the LA Kings. That game will get underway this evening at 9:30. Major League Baseball spring training, the Cardinals won 2 yesterday. They defeated the Mets 6-1, and they defeated Washington 6-4 in split squad action for the Cardinals. Cubs hammered the Padres 16-1. Final score there in spring training action. St. Louis will be at Houston at 12:05 today, and according to my notes, the Cubs are off on this Wednesday. That's been a check of sports. I'm Matt Robinson reporting.